This is Ashley from ReloGeek.com, and welcome to Ship More Cars, brought to you by Relo Academy,
an auto transport broker training course designed to take your business from rookie to pro in as little as 8 weeks.
If you're an entrepreneur looking to build a successful auto transport business and ultimately learn how to ship more cars, then this podcast is for you. Hey guys, it's Ashley from ReloGeek.com, and you're listening to Ship More Cars, brought to you by Relo Academy, and you're listening to episode 3. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about auto transport leads, my favorite subject to talk about. Why? Because everybody and their mom and their dad and their uncle and their cousin and their sister and their brother, everybody messages me about auto transport leads. It's one of the biggest reasons why people actually bought Relo Academy, that auto transport broker training course, because they want to know my secrets to converting leads, especially the fact that I can convert leads without talking to clients on the phone. So everybody wants to know about auto transport leads, and I understand why. You cannot start your business. Well, you can. Let me not say you cannot. I do not recommend that you start your business without getting leads, and I'll tell you why. Even if you have big plans to work with only dealerships or private individuals that are higher end clientele, you need to build your business. And if you're new to this, I don't care if you were a driver before, because I was a driver for 7 freaking years. And when I started my brokerage, I made a lot of mistakes. I blew through $15,000 in like a 6 month period. So I can tell you firsthand that just because you drove a truck does not mean that you can run a brokerage. So you need to learn this industry from the brokering point of view. And even if you take a course, even if you take my course, you're going to learn everything you need to know to run the business, but you're still going to have to figure out yourself and how you want to run your business and how you're going to handle certain situations. Just because I say, when a client calls me and says, Ashley, I don't want to pay more than $1,200 when I'm quoting them for $1,800. And I say to them, listen, this is the market. This is what you're going to have to pay. And this is how I do business. If you don't like it, then hit the door, Jack. Just because I tell you to say that or that works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So back to auto transport leads. You absolutely positively have to buy auto transport leads. The idea behind auto transport leads is you're using these as, I don't want to use the word trial, but as your source for learning. You're learning through auto transport leads. So you're paying for a bunch of leads and you're getting 20, 30 leads per day. So if you screw up one or two clients, who cares? I mean, you bought these leads. You didn't have to work hard for these leads. Like for me, I work hard for every single organic lead that comes through my website. I put blog posts out there. I put videos out there. And now I have this podcast, even though probably these car shipping clients aren't listening to it. But the point is, I work very hard for every single lead I get, be it from referrals, be it from retainer clients, whatever it is, I work hard for it. So when it comes down to starting your business and you wanting to grow a business that you can actually leave your job so you can do this business full time, then you need to buy leads, okay? So buy these leads. How do you get the leads into your system? Or how do you go about, like, how does the process work? Well, once you have all your legal docs and everything in a row, and if you're listening to this one and you haven't listened to episode 2, then you need to go back and listen to episode 2, because it explains to you what legal documents I'm talking about or what legal ducks in a row mean specifically. But here's the thing. You absolutely have to, after you have your MC number and all that stuff, your authority and your license to do business, you need to sign up for 1, Central Dispatch, which is a load board. And 2, I highly recommend JTracker. It's the brokering CRM. And I go into detail about what a CRM is. I talk about the differences between CRMs and Relo Academy. So I don't want to spend time talking about that too much in this episode. Maybe in a future episode, I might talk more about it. But realistically, you need to sign up for, I recommend JTracker. So sign up for Central Dispatch, sign up for JTracker, and then go to autotransportbrokerleads.com and sign up for their leads. And if you tell them Ashley from Relo Geek sent you, then you are going to get trial period of free leads. And who doesn't like freeness? I know I do. And I mean, I'm a big believer in paying for quality, but when somebody's willing to give me quality leads for free, dude, I am on it. So I'm telling you, head on over to autotransportbrokerleads.com and get on those leads once you have your legal docs in a row, that is. So once you get these leads, right, you sign up and you set up your system. So now you tell the people, whoever your lead provider is, when you want to get leads. So if you only want to get leads from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock at night, then you tell them that, and you're only going to get leads during those times. Now, if you want to get leads like from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, honestly, I don't think you're going to be able to get 10 leads or 20 leads in that period of time. That's like 2 hours, dude. But anyway, so you get these leads into your system, right? And once you start getting these leads, you quoting them out, you're starting to learn. You might get a client. A client might be like, oh crap, I like that price. I'm going to choose this person over the next person. So what you want to do is you want to figure out the clients that you do book. Take a look at that and see exactly what you did there that you might not have done somewhere else. So if you quoted them $200 less than market value or $200 more than market value, record this down. Use these experience to learn. Don't just be quoting these clients and then just forgetting about it and moving on, because then you're not learning anything. You need to be buying these leads to learn. And I got a quick story for you. There's this guy recently that I helped. You know, I taught him how to convert clients and with leads. And dude, this dude freaking converted like a whole ton load. I'm talking about like 16 leads in freaking 2 weeks. Like, he was like a rock star client, and it's amazing. And there was another guy that I also, like, I didn't teach this other guy one-on-one, but he learned a lot through my videos and hearing me and asking me questions, and I email him back and forth. And he also converted, I think he converted like 3 leads or something like that in the first day of getting these leads, particularly these leads. So there is freaking money to be made out there. And I know this is a competitive industry, but if you take yourself, right, and you be authentically you, and you put it into the emails that you're sending, these auto response emails that the system already have, and you change them up, and you put authentic you in there, and you talk to these clients like they're human beings, guess what's going to happen? You're going to freaking convert leads at superstar rates, like seriously. And I know you can do it because you're a freaking superstar. Like, you wouldn't be here if you weren't a superstar, first of all. Only superstars listen to this show. So since you're a superstar, and I know that you can do this, all you have to do is just think with your heart. And there's this thing that people used to say, that you can't mix heart with business. Like, you have to be cut and dry, and you have to be hardcore, and you have to be strict, and you have to screw the rules. I'm a big believer in bending the rules. Now, I will bend it to the point where it's almost going to break, but I don't break the rules. I just bend the rules. I bend the rules to match either what my clients want or what I want. And if you find that balance and you can master bending this freaking rules, or bending the rod to the point of where it's almost breaking, you're going to find your sweet spot, and you're going to do well. So I hope you enjoyed this episode about auto transport leads, and I will dig deeper into it. You know, if you guys have any questions, shoot questions over to me, or leave questions on the Facebook. Go to facebook.com/relogeek and leave questions on my wall. Ideas for podcasts, whatever it is that you want me to answer on this show, you can find yourself on this show, and I will answer your questions. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Auto Transport Broker Leads, and I hope you've been enjoying this podcast, because I have a lot more in store for you guys. So much knowledge is rolling around in my brain that I try to sort it all out. That's it for episode 3 of Ship More Cars, brought to you by Relo Academy. I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening to the Ship More Cars podcast, brought to you by Relo Academy.
Visit relogeek.com for show notes and to find ways to connect with our growing community.